This episode of Clearview Today is brought to you by Mighty Muscadine. David, let me ask you, how's your immune system lately?
It's honestly in critical condition.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. But what if I told you that similar to our immune system, which produces more antibodies when under attack, the muscadine grape also produces more damage-fighting antioxidants when under stress from the environment it grows in, leading to a host of health benefits?
I'd gobble them up like Tic Tacs.
Well, my friend, MightyMuscadine.com has everything you could ever need to take your health game to the next level. All their products are gluten-free, trans-fat-free, non-GMO, dairy-free, and best of all, they actually taste delicious.
I can attest to that personally. I had some of their protein powder just this morning, and it's delicious.
I know that's
their
right.
Their grape juice is delicious.
Tell it.
Their antioxidant beverages, delicious.
Preach on.
Their shampoo, their body lotion, all delicious.
What?
Best I've ever had.
I'm glad to hear that you liked it, but try not to eat the shampoo.
Too late. And I'll tell you something else. Mighty Muscadine believes in protecting God's great earth for generations to come. That's why their farming and production is environmentally friendly, and they make every effort to protect and preserve without the use of pesticides and herbicides.
You ate shampoo, though. You said your immune system was in critical condition? I think I know why.
The only problem is I'm a little short on funds.
Well, fret no more, my friend. We're going to talk about that later, but fret no more. You can visit MightyMuscadine.com and use promo code TODAY, that's T-O-D-A-Y, to unlock exclusive savings at checkout. Again, use promo code T-O-D-A-Y at checkout to enjoy a significant discount on all your purchases of Mighty Muscadine products. And listen, every single dollar you spend using that promo code helps support us here at the Clearview Today Show.
Remember, that promo code is TODAY. T-O-D-A-Y. A healthier, happier you is just a click away.
Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abhinav Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm Ryan Hill.
I'm John Galantis.
And you can find our show online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Or if you have any questions for Dr. Shah or suggestions for new topics, write in and let us know, 252-582-5028. Or you can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com.
That's right. You guys can help us keep the conversation going by supporting the show. You can share it online with your friends and your family. Leave us a good review on iTunes or Spotify. Nothing less than 5 stars. Absolutely nothing less. We're going to leave a link in the description so you can do just that.
And today is March the 6th, which means that our date the word is coming today from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths.
That's right. You know, to acknowledge the Lord, it means you know him, right? You have this intimate fellowship with him. And it's really to trust what he says, mm-hmm. you know, to believe his word, to obey the things that he has commanded us to do, to acknowledge God means just to abide in him. It's not just like, oh, I acknowledge that there's a God, but it's really knowing him and abiding in him and depending on him and walking in spirit and in truth.
Yeah.
Don't forget, these verses are coming to you from the Date the Word app. They are sponsoring in part this episode today. You can download that for free right now on iPhone and Android. Every single day connects today's date to God's word with the hope of making it more memorable for you. That is their tagline. I did not write that. I want to play a game with you.
Okay.
We utilize AI. One of the things we learned about at NRB, not was that AI existed, but how to utilize it more responsibly yeah. for the gospel of Christ.
Yeah, leverage it as tools and resources.
I want to use it to play a game.
Okay, sure.
I don't know how big you are into poetry, but I saw this idea on another podcast segment. I thought it was really fun. They didn't use AI, though, so I wanted to use ChatGPT. I'm going to read you 2 haikus written by actual professional poets.
Okay.
Then I'm going to read one that ChatGPT wrote, literally first draft. I just said, write me a haiku. And okay. I picked the first thing it said.
Okay.
And I want you to try to tell me which one is the AI and which one... Which 2 are the professional
poets? Oh, interesting. Okay.
Ready? Right. Ready?
Yeah.
All right. Haiku number 1. Silent night in fall. By the way, haikus, if anybody's listening, they don't know what haiku is. It's a poem with 3 lines, mm-hmm. 5 syllables in the first line, 7 in the second, mm-hmm. 5 in the third.
Yeah. They don't rhyme.
They're Japanese.
But they
or something
can rhyme,
like
but they don't necessarily have to rhyme. But yeah. It's a Japanese poetic structure.
It's Chinese or Japanese? It's Japanese.
I think it's Japanese.
Yeah.
5-7-5.
Silent night enfolds, silver beams dream in the dark, beauty in the hush.
Okay,
that's right. 1. Dragonfly catcher, how far have you gone today in your wandering?
Okay.
That's the second one. Don't weep, insects. Lovers, stars themselves must part.
Okay.
All right. I've got the text in front of me here, so I'm just gonna read through them again.
It's kind of silly because they're all pretty good, and it's like two of these are like professional people who have devoted their lives to this, and the AI just like spat one out literally in less than 2 seconds. One of these I'm not like a poet guy, but one of these I like genuinely really like.
I think that the third one is AI. The don't weep, insects, lovers, stars themselves.
Must part.
Hold on. Don't weep, insects. Is that a haiku?
It's not a traditional haiku.
Okay.
It's not a traditional haiku. And in answering that, I've sort of given away. No, that was written by a professional poet.
The last one was?
Yes,
don't weep, insects, lovers, stars,
themselves.
So
that one is not AI. There's one that is AI.
If it's not the third one, then I'm going to say the second one, Dragonfly Catcher.
Is the AI?
Yeah.
That was also written by a professional poet.
Man.
The first one, the AI wrote a better haiku. No, I'm not going to say better, but
my mind is blown.
There's no point in being a poet anymore, right? There's no point.
That's crazy.
Like, at this point, ChatGPT can't write entire novels, but I wonder if there's any point. I'm not trying to offend any professional poets out there, but I'm saying, like, this is, yeah, that's Silent Night in Fold, Silver Beams, Dream in the Dark, Beauty in the Hush. I literally just wrote in ChatGPT, write a haiku, and it spat that out.
We're going to chat more about that in just a second, grab Dr. Shah, and continue our show. But if you guys have any questions or suggestions, honestly, if you write a haiku, please send it to the show.
Yeah, send us your haikus. Yeah. I'll put it out. We'll play this game again, and I will give you credit. I'll list you as one of the professional poets.
Yep.
Even if you're not.
Submit your haiku.
Yeah.
Write in and let us know. 252-582-5028 or visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Stay tuned. We'll be back after this.
Hey. Hey, you.
Me?
No, not you. You, listening to the Clearview Today Show. You're here right now because you love Christian talk radio, and I'm 100% down for that. But what if I told you that Clearview Church also produces original music?
That's right. At Clearview, we're more than just a church. We're a vibrant family where everyone is encouraged to worship God right where they are.
We wanted to make sure that your worship doesn't stop when you walk out the door on Sunday morning.
Our music is more accessible than ever. You can worship God in any situation, in the car, at home, in the gym, while cleaning your house, wherever you are, we'll be right there with you.
You can check us out on Apple Music or on Spotify, anywhere digital music is consumed. We got a few singles out right now. We have an EP out as well. And right now, at this moment, actually, we are working on our first ever full-length original album. Hopefully that's going to be out sometime this coming summer.
Clearview Worship on iTunes and Spotify is your 24/7 place for inspiration and worship. Follow us today and let God's message of hope, love, and faith be a guiding light in your life.
Amen. Let's hop back into the show.
Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028.
That's right. We are here on location in the Clearview Today studio with Dr. Abadan Shah, who is a PhD in New Testament textual criticism, professor at Carolina University, author, full-time pastor, and host of today's show, poet extraordinaire, maybe?
Hold on. We were talking about poetry earlier, right? You just mentioned poet. This literally just dropped into my head.
Okay.
This is cause for celebration.
Of course.
Because we're on location with the sensation that is sweeping the nation.
So I'm going to give you a C+. Sensation that sweeping the nation is cliche, but I will allow it. I don't think it just dropped. Hey, sensation that's sweeping the nation. That's in every like hype propaganda.
No.
All right, I'll bump it up to a B, but I'm grading on a curve. We took two legitimate haikus and then a ChatGPT haiku to see if we could kind of pick out which one was actually written by professional poets. And we took a break and now we're doing this episode. But I was wondering, you know, does any of that hold a candle to the poetry that you find in the Bible?
Mm. Oh, no.
Whether it's a professional human poet or AI.
No.
None of it holds a candle.
I mean, even Shakespeare was immersed in the Bible. He knew scripture. I mean, he was one of the ones who was assigned to translate the book of Psalms.
Mm-hmm. It's insightful because there's a lot of poetry that sort of tickles your mind or just makes you look at life and be like, oh, wow, that's insightful. But to find the wisdom
to build your life in poetry.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's more than just tickling your mind. It's feeding your heart.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And that's what we're talking about today. You know, this concept of wisdom, this concept of speaking to the entire person. But before we dive into that, we want to introduce you to the daily encouragement for today. The beginning of every main show, we want to lead into the daily encouragement for the day. What we want you to walk away from the show knowing and understanding, grasping is the main concept. So Dr. Shaw, for today's episode, what do you want our listeners and our viewers to walk away knowing?
That's a great question. I would say make one wise decision every day. And I, for that matter, make many wise decisions. But if you can, at least let that one decision, a good decision, whether it's in your marriage or your family, with your children, in your workplace, in your neighborhood, with your church family, make that one wise decision.
Yeah.
That is coming from the Word of God. That's coming inspired by the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
That is coming to glorify Jesus Christ. I mean, that would be a wise decision.
I love that you said that, because that when you first started talking, it reminded me of a parent kind of sticking their head out the window as their kids walk into the school bus, like, bye, make good choices. make mommy and daddy proud today.
Be smart for your teachers.
But you added coming from the Word of God, from the Holy Spirit living inside of you. That's the key to that wisdom. Yes. It's not just, you know, the amount of knowledge and discernment that we've accumulated over our years. It's our relationship with God on display.
There's also a lot of grace in that encouragement as well, because I feel like we put so much pressure on ourselves to make the right decision, as though there can only be one right decision and everything else is failure. But the grace that God gives us in saying, make a wise decision.
Yes.
Even if it is just that one, you give yourself that sort of permission and that intentionality to wake up, and rather than be like, I hope things go right today. You take command, but you say, I'm going to be intentional about making a wise decision coming from God's word.
I mean, just think about it. Wisdom, the Bible defines it as the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So when we're telling people, or I just said, make one wise decision, what I'm saying is make a decision that is based on the fear of the Lord.
That's right.
Make a decision. What does that mean, fear? It's not the fright of God. Making a decision in the fear of the Lord means doing something in a way that would bring glory to God, that would please Him.
Yeah.
It may not make sense to you. It may even hurt you. It may go contrary to your experiences, your education, your senses, but it will please God. It will glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. That is a wise decision. And I have to admit, I don't always make those decisions. I haven't always been good at making at least that one wise decision, but I try. I try to make that one decision every day that will please put a smile on the face of God.
Yeah,
I think that comes through. You know, I've followed you for the last 10 years, and the decisions that I've seen you make, even if they didn't pan out the way we imagined, I have seen you go after the decision that you believed in your heart was godly. And I think a lot of times they were, and it could be the fact that the fruit of that wise decision is still to come.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even if the immediate aftermath wasn't what we planned.
Right.
I've seen you time and time and time again use biblical scripture and evidence in order to make those wise decisions.
And I wish I'd made more.
Right.
I wish I would be consistent with that. I wish I could do that in every aspect of my life. Unfortunately, none of us can do that. We're fallen, weak human beings. And the only way we can do that is when we're completely given over to the leading of God in our lives. When we are truly obedient to the Word of God, truly submitted to His will. And then those decisions happen a whole lot more. We're more like Christ, who made every decision a wise decision.
Yeah.
True.
But
true.
Many times we fail. We fall short. But the key is to come back, recognize your failures, seek forgiveness or seek repentance from God, and step back in. Don't live in regret. Don't sit there and go, you know, if only I had made that right decision back then, I really messed up. And then we beat ourselves over the head, or we have this weird sense of joy in lamenting. You know what I mean? It's like this remorse, this sense of self flagellation, I guess.
It's almost like you get some sort of perverse joy out of the penance.
Yeah. You're doing penance, and it doesn't please God. It gives you this weird sense of joy in knowing that, okay, I paid for that one again today. No, God's not interested in that.
I feel like there's this underlying belief, and we talked about this a little bit on the show, but somewhere along the line, people have started to believe that you're not truly a Christian unless you're miserable. Or the more miserable you are, the more spiritual you
are. There's,
because you're not suffering enough.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. There's piety in suffering almost.
Yeah, I messed up, you know, in raising my children. I wish I could go back and do it again. And, well, you know, you live and learn, I guess, you know. I just, and that's not good.
Right.
Okay, you messed up. All right. Now do the best you can in this stage in your life to lead your children the right way. Mm-hmm. Do the best you can by God's grace. Don't live in remorse. Don't live in the past.
Right.
Make wise decisions today. I mean, that's what you asked, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's one of the things that we want people to take away from this show is that that is your daily encouragement. Every day that you wake up, you ask God to help you make at least one wise decision.
Yes.
And I know we've been talking a lot about adding these things to your faith. And I thought, you know, it might be a good time to actually bring this up where we do ask for the knowledge of God.
That's right.
You know, the knowledge that God gives us that we can add to our faith.
Well, you're referring to 2 Peter 1, starting in verse 5, where it says, but also for this very reason, giving all diligence, means be sincere about this.
Right.
Be serious about this. Add to your faith, faith meaning your trust in God, your faithfulness to God, your faithfulness to others. Add to your faith virtue. And we explain virtue, the word is aretein, which means excellence. Means to your faith, let everything be done with a spirit of excellence.
Right.
Why? Because salvation is excellence. God's excellent work towards us. So now you live that excellent life, whether it's in your marriage with your children, or if you're not married, in your single life, in your church life, in your business life, in your community, with strangers, you're trying to be the excellent person you can be.
That's right.
Right? But then it doesn't stop there. The list goes on. It's altogether 9 virtues here. The next one is knowledge. And the Greek word for knowledge here is the word gnosin.
Gnosin.
Right. Now, before we try to understand what this word gnosin means, we need to first set aside what it does not mean.
True.
Because Greek words are not every meaning in the dictionary.
Right.
Yeah.
Synonyms and antonyms and put them all together. It's like a cornucopia of meanings. No.
Greek words are specific.
Well, to the context.
Right.
So you have to remember, words derive meaning from their context.
Yeah.
So etymology, which is like the root meaning of that word, is great. But make sure the context is coming through.
Right. It's so, like that in English as well, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there are a lot of words, if you think about it, the etymology doesn't help us anymore.
Yeah. If I'm sitting here and I say, I'm going to go for a run, I mean, if I have athletic shorts on and sneakers, then I'm probably going to exercise outside.
Right.
But if I'm in a recording studio, a run can mean something very different. It could be a vocal run.
Yeah, I'm about to go. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, or if you take an older illustration, think about a word like bureaucrat. Bureaucrat. What does that word mean? Well, it comes from the word bureau, which was like a cabinet or like a desk or
like
something.
Like a wardrobe or something?
Yeah. That would sit in a big building. That was an official government building. That gave that building the idea of a bureau, because a bureau sits in that building. It's an official building where official business happens. So people who go there are bureaucrats. Now, when you think about the word bureaucrat, do you think about a desk or a wardrobe or something? No, but it's just a quick example of how words get meaning from the context, not from anything else. So
gnosin is the same way.
Same way. It is not the knowledge of God that comes when we receive Jesus as our Savior.
This is not saving knowledge.
This is not saving knowledge. That word would have been epignosis or full knowledge.
So it's a completely different word for the saving knowledge.
Not completely different. It still has the gnosis in there, but it has this prefix of epi, which is full.
Okay.
Okay? Like 2 Peter 1, verse 2 says, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the epignosis.
The full knowledge.
Full knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the epignosis, which is?
The full knowledge.
Full knowledge of him who called us. So this is talking about salvation calling by glory and virtue. So gnosis in this list of virtues that you climb on is not the same as epignosis, which is a knowledge that comes when we are saved.
Because you can be saved and still have false knowledge or hold bad doctrine about God.
Or in this context, not be growing in wisdom and knowledge.
Just be ignorant.
Ignorant,
okay.
Yeah.
So you can have epignosis without having gnosis.
Because there were some false teachers in this church that Peter addresses and he condemns and he calls them out. Who had epignosis. I know immediately people are saying, wait a minute. What does that do to their salvation? Mm. I mean, you know, when you look at the whole letter, what you find is that these false teachers are being warned that there is a judgment coming for them. Not a judgment for heaven and hell, but a judgment where they'll have to give an account.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, even Paul talks about that. Let not many of you desire to be teachers because there's a judgment coming.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So when somebody says, hey, if you're a Christian, you ain't got to worry about no judgment. Oh, no, there is a judgment.
Yeah. Coming.
Yeah, it's not a judgment for your eternal destiny. It's a judgment for, well, in a sense, it is eternal destiny because how you live in this life for Jesus Christ and how you serve him, faithfully or unfaithfully, is going to decide how you're going to be on the other side.
And some Christians don't want to face that. They don't want to admit to that.
And they often confuse that with, oh, are you telling me that I'm going to go to hell? No. But I am telling you that the way you will enjoy the glory of God in heaven is going to be different.
Yeah.
You see how there's a balance there?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I know people immediately want to argue with me over that about, do you think there are like various like suburbs in heaven
like
or something?
Like hierarchies in heaven.
Hierarchies in heaven. And
sounds like the title of a book.
Hierarchies
that could be a
in
bestseller.
Heaven.
Yeah, hierarchies in heaven.
And that's maybe a topic for another time.
Sure.
I do want to address that. But I just want you to go study the Bible.
Yeah.
Heaven and hell are secure, okay? If you believe Jesus Christ is your Savior and King, okay, you're going to heaven. Eternal life means eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
But how you live in this life for Christ or against him, or how you serve him faithfully or unfaithfully, like even Jesus gave those parables of the talents, makes a difference.
Well, it also just makes sense. Why would they devote so many letters of the New Testament to give us wisdom for earthly life if earthly life is just temporary? If it's all going away.
As I'm going to heaven, doesn't matter to me how I live. So why are we even doing this?
Right.
Well, you should. It's the right thing to do.
Says who?
Well, he doesn't do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he's going to enjoy the same thing. Why are you worried about him? Like, okay, I'm not, but I'm just worried about I could just be living it up.
Right.
Because I get on the other side anyways, right?
Right. And we're all going to have the exact same quality of life in heaven. We're all going to be the exact same. So there's no reason to live a good life here on earth, really.
Right. Yeah. And I don't know why that fool Paul was so concerned about crowns and stuff like that.
Yeah. Paul was not a fool. Just so you guys know, don't lump him into that category.
Yeah. Because, I mean, if Paul is concerned about the crowns he's going to get, shouldn't we?
So in order to
probably gotta follow that suit.
Yeah, I know. So in order to fully enjoy what God has in store for us on the other side, we need gnosis. We need this wisdom.
Yes. Neither does it mean, because we're trying to eliminate some of these wrong meanings of gnosis.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it doesn't mean saving knowledge, but it does not mean some theoretical knowledge either. And by that I mean like some ideas where everything is abstract.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the mechanics behind how a bicycle works.
Mm-hmm.
Or what do I need to ride a bike? This is all theoretical knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So add to your faith theoretical knowledge. Oh, we're going to try to understand the deep things of this.
Use the big
doctrine.
Christian words and understand the doctrine and all that. Yeah.
And you should. You should understand doctrine, but that's not what is intended in 2 Peter chapter 1.
Mm-hmm.
Add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge. This is not that knowledge.
Right.
This is not some theoretical dogma.
Do you think people also take it to mean some like sort of secret knowledge that only the Holy Spirit gives you when you get saved? Now you're, I think we talked about that on a show a couple weeks ago. Now somehow you're elevated beyond just the average human because you have.
You're extra.
Yeah, you're you're Christian extra now.
Right. No. What it does mean is the wisdom and discernment that the Christian needs to live a life of excellence. That's what it means.
Wisdom and discernment.
Yeah.
That's how we make
you need to live the life of excellence, which is a life of faithfulness to God, which is a life lived by faith in God.
There, it comes back to that rung ladder approach. Like one, they're all dependent upon one another, but they're in a particular order. You can't skip over them. Once you climb one, you go into the next one. So if you're struggling with one, look back and see if you tried to miss any of the ones that have gone before.
Yeah, because that's what we're saying. We want to make wise decisions every day, but you have to, just like we talked about yesterday, you have to be living that life of excellence.
Yeah. Right?
And that will give you the gnosis.
And that life of excellence should be based on faith in God, faithfulness to God, faithfulness to others.
Right.
They're all connected.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, that's what we're trying to get at. And that's what Peter's trying to do here. He's not simply saying, hey guys, to your faith, add all these things. Mm-hmm. No, he said he's being very particular. To faith, add virtue. Mm-hmm. To virtue, add excellence. To add knowledge.
Right. So I can't add knowledge just to my faith. You have to add your excellence to your faith.
Yes.
And then once I have excellence, then I add knowledge.
That's right.
Knowledge.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
And you'll have to learn to avoid the pitfalls of life. You'll have to learn to the importance of discernment. And, you know, God gave us an entire book in the Bible that is focused on wisdom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember we did this Proverbs.
Proverbs,
we did a whole series going through. Well, we went through the first 10 letters of Proverbs, but I remember that was one of the most insightful Bible studies that I'd been through, because I remember the Proverbs just thinking that they were just little sayings.
Right.
And seeing the wisdom that comes through and viewing them as a collective, as a group, at least those first 10.
And it's the word of God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Bible talks about the wisdom of wise men and the law from the priest or the prophecy from the prophet. I mean, all these things are given to us, which means even wisdom is on the same level as the law and prophets.
Mm-hmm.
So don't neglect the book of Proverbs. In fact, Billy Graham in his early days would read one chapter a day from the book of Proverbs. And he said, you know, it's amazing how God gave us 31 chapters in the book of Proverbs, one for every day of the month.
I mean, it just works.
It works.
It just works. It's it's kind of perfect.
Yeah. But if you want to read for us, somebody wants to read for us Proverbs chapter 2, verse 1, because this is the wisdom and discernment we're talking about.
Yeah, I can take that.
Okay.
Proverbs chapter 2, verse 1. My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures.
Mm.
So it makes it a lot more applicable to it. Be intentional. Go and make at least one wise decision. Because if you're doing that, if you're seeking wisdom and you're searching for his hidden treasures, then that will become easier and easier every single day.
Right, right. And keep in mind, this wisdom that we're talking about, the wisdom discernment for life, is distinct from salvation knowledge, but it is still connected to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I know maybe I'm being pedantic here, but this is what Scripture is doing, because it says in 2 Peter 1:8, for if these things are yours and abound.
Talking about the faith, virtue, knowledge, self-control, all that stuff that we're
all
talking
about. If they're yours and they abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the
full knowledge.
Epigenosis of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, gnosis is part of this list. Epigenosis is our salvation. But if this list is yours and abounds, then you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in your saving knowledge.
Mm. It's like the saving knowledge makes the gnosis available to you.
Right.
And that makes the saving knowledge beneficial.
Yes.
It's like it makes it all work together.
That's
it's like you said, they're connected. They're distinct. They're different things, but that doesn't mean they're put in separate universes.
That's right. That's right. They're connected. They go hand in hand. Now, here's the thing. My grandfather, Muslim man, his life knowledge could not give him knowledge of eternal life Because true wisdom is not a principle, it is a person.
Mic drop.
Wow.
That's it.
My grandfather knew the principle, he didn't know the person.
Mm. Wow.
So yes, he did right in life. There are a lot of people in this world who make some very good decision business-wise and family-wise and marriage-wise and children-wise. Sometimes the decisions are even better than the decisions of Christians. But when it comes to the most important decision, which is where will you spend eternity, they strike out.
Mm. Wow.
They lose. Because wisdom is not just a principle, it is a person.
Amen.
And the person is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I love it.
That's awesome.
If you guys enjoyed today's episode, or if you have any questions or suggestions for new topics, maybe today's episode was helpful for you in making those wise choices. Remember our encouragement today, make at least one wise choice today and know the one who is wisdom. Mm-hmm. Write in and let us know how today helped you. 252-582-5028.
Yeah, share that wise choice with us.
Yeah.
Yeah, write in and let us know.
Absolutely. Or you can visit us online, clearviewtodayshow.com. Don't forget that you can partner with us financially. Be a part of what God is doing through the Clearview Today Show. We count you as a part of our Clearview Today Show family. Also, want to remind you to visit mightymuscadine.com. They're the sponsors for today's episode. Check out their products, and you can use the promo code today when you check out, T-O-D-A-Y. It's going to get you a discount, and a portion of that purchase comes right back here to the Today Show. John, what's up next for us?
Self-control, man. Self-control. This is the one we're all going to make the jokes about. Oh, that's the episode for me. And guess what? It really is.
It is.
It's the episode for me, too. Tomorrow's going to be rough, but just like we said, you want to make one wise decision, tune into tomorrow's episode because it's going to be just as much for me as it is for you.
Amen. Love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow on Clearview Today.